How did she typically start a new drawing? Would she sit down and sketch it out with a pencil?
Well, what would happen is the editors would send her what they call a dummy book.
Uh-huh.
And the text of the book would be in,
okay,
in the book. And uh-huh, then my mother would, on tracing paper, she would decide what she wanted as an illustration, and she would just do it on the tracing paper, paste that into the book, send it back to the editors, and they would say, well, we want this change, or we want that changed, or they would make any changes on the tracing paper, they send it back to her, and then she would trace it again on tracing paper,
uh-huh,
and put it on a board, and then she'd have the outline, and then she would paint with watercolor.
So she'd just basically give the publisher just a basic drawing of what it would be like, and then,
yes,
she'd fill it all in later when they approved it.
Yes.
And how long do you think it took her to do, say, one average size illustration?
Well, I guess a lot would depend on how much detail. A lot of her,
mm-hmm,
illustrations are very, very detailed.
Mm-hmm. That picture, that one painting of the girl sitting at the piano,
mm-hmm,
with the dog howling, that's very... What's the name of that one? The dog...
That's the Pet Duet.
Yes.
And the book that she did with me.
That is gorgeous.
That was a book that... This was the last book that she ever illustrated. And she used to say to me all the time, oh, I wish I had time to do this illustration, that illustration. And I finally said to her, okay, you tell me what illustrations you want to do, and I'll write the text. And this is why it became a book of poems, because there's no storyline.
Uh-huh. But this Pet's Duet, it's the most intricate painting. Do you think that's her best one?
Well, this is just a very typical... That painting is probably... I could show you a picture of my mother's grandfather, Edward Harrison's house, his parlor. And this is the type of house that my mother grew up with.
Uh-huh.
She used to spend a lot of time in homes like that, and that's why she loved that turn-of-the-century period.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, in the same book, there's a mother and child walking down a street, and it's a street in Brockport, New York, where Edward Harrison, again, where my mother used to go and visit as a child. And a lot of her illustrations are childhood memories.
How did she balance her time on her art and her time with her family? Did she had some help come in and help her with the cooking and things?
Well, she had full-time help until my brother went to first grade, my younger brother. Then she had a cleaning woman come in, and I will have to say she ran a very tight ship.
Uh-huh.
She would get up early in the morning, and she and my father would have breakfast. She would get all of us up. We were all expected to make our beds, and then she would get our breakfast, get us off to school, and then she would sit down at her drawing board, and she would work until we came home about 4:30 in the afternoon, and then she would stop and make dinner, and then after dinner we were all expected to do the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday was her day of rest. Dinner, supper would be a very simple affair. We had 8 fireplaces in the stone house that we lived in Canandaigua, and she would sometimes cook supper over the fireplace.
Uh-huh.
And then she would go and lie down on the sofa and in the front room and watch the moon coming through the trees and listen to the Moonlight Sonata. And this was how she recharged herself. Or she'd go to bed early and she'd read in bed.
Uh-huh.
She had the energy of 10 women. I don't know how she did it, because she had her artwork, she had her dolls that she was constantly modeling. She had 4 children to raise and a husband to take care of, and she also was involved in many. She was on the library board, she was in the Travelers Club, she belonged to the print club, she took classes at the local universities. I mean, she was incredible. When Baby Deer came out, she wanted to show it to a friend of hers who was in the hospital, so she sort of tucked it under her arm. And Baby Deer was meant to be like a real baby. She had a hard head and arms and legs on a soft body, so it flopped.
Uh-huh.
And my mother was walking down the hospital with this doll tucked under her arm in a nurse bar and thought it was a real baby. My mother was just like, you can't carry a baby like that. And my mother said, oh, is this a doll?
Was it a different kind of a doll than the ones that were around at that time?
I mean, my mother objected to the sort of Barbie doll that were around. She thought this was not something you gave to a little girl to play with. Dolls that, well, how do I say? Voluptuous dolls and boyfriends and party dresses. She thought they should play with baby dolls.
Yes, I agree.
So this was one of the first baby dolls to come out in a long time, and it really revolutionized the whole doll industry. They got back to doing baby dolls.
And what's that story? Nikita Khrushchev came over, when he came over to the U.S., he liked the doll, and what did he do?
Well, FAO Schwartz devoted a whole window to baby deer. They had it, you know, in all kinds of situations that a baby would be in a carriage, in a bassinet. And
wouldn't you love to see something like that today?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it really caused a sensation. And this was when he came over and had that, he was bumping his shoe on the UN, and so his delegation went by FAO Schwartz and saw the doll, and they took 13 back to Russia with them. They were so enamored by the doll. And the nice thing about Vogue dolls is they gave credit to their creators. They gave mother, you know, they gave mother credit for the fact that she had created the doll.
Mm-hmm. Well, in your home, did your mother do a lot of decorating, cooking and sewing and all that sort of thing?
She had a lot of stencils all over the walls. She did a woodcut in the kitchen and did mottos over all the fireplaces in the house. And, decorating, she could go into a hovel and she could make it beautiful.
You see a lot of the stencils in some of her paintings. But
yes, and she did the same thing in her own home.
Did she encourage you to draw or paint or do other types of art?
Yes, she did. We all had art lessons. And as children, we were never allowed to have coloring books.
Yeah.
She would buy us great big scrapbooks and give us crayons, and we were all encouraged to create our own illustrations rather than just filling in with color in a crayon book.
Mm-hmm.
So she was very much let a child create.
Now I understand that the neighborhood children and her own grandchildren liked to be called upon to be models for her drawings.
Yes. This more or less started, well, she used children before that, but when the Polaroid camera came out, she could go and take a picture of a child and know instantly that she has the child in the right pose. The child didn't have to pose for any length of time because, children don't like to sit still for any length of time. So that, I think, changed the whole look of her illustrations. They became much more lifelike. And then it became, a matter of pride to have your child. Because my mother's illustrations of children are so adorable that everybody felt, this is what my child looks like. And family letters from people with pictures of their children saying, don't you think this is just like your illustration? And Ole Reesum, one of her editors, said, my mother illustrated children the way people thought their children looked.
One of my favorites is a picture of a little girl hanging up her laundry on a little doll-sized laundry. I don't even know what you'd call it because we don't have those things anymore, on the clothesline. And when I was little, I would think, oh, if I could only have something like that with the little clothespins and the doll clothes and everything. And I think my favorite book was Baby Deer, with the picture of them bringing home the baby.
That's very special to me. I call that the family book because it was written by my aunt about a doll that my mother created. Uh-huh. And it was illustrated by my mother, and my older son David and I are the models for the mother and baby in that book.
Oh, okay. So you're the girl, the little red-headed girl?
I'm the mother.
Oh, you're the mother. Okay.
And my son David is the baby.
The baby, okay.
Yes. I have actually had pictures. When my children modeled, I kept the pictures that my mother took and used. And I have those pictures in the book for my children.
Okay.
Yeah. So that is one of, that's a very special book.
It's an adorable book. The picture of the mother strolling the buggy down the lane and the little girl with her little buggy. And I think the picture of them in the nursery is the one I like the best, where they're in the nursery and mother's folding the diapers, putting them in the drawer. And the little girl is holding the baby, rocking them. It's such an adorable picture.